This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And State Representative Court Boyce on with us, checking in with what's going on in the Oregon State Legislature. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me on.
So on Friday, a lot of folks were out at Umpqua Community College. I stayed for most of the event. The Legislative Ways and Means Joint Committees there from the House and the Senate, hearing from a lot of folks and all the local lawmakers that appeared were there. Talk about that experience from your vantage point.
Well, very productive good event. We had, I think, 7 or 8 state senators and a total of 27 state legislators getting together and discussing Southwest Oregon, Douglas County, Umpqua Valley projects. Friday night, Kyle, we had, I think, about 70 two-minute presentations on different funding requests, and it was just great to have members of both parties here and well-represented within Douglas County. And then Saturday we had several group meetings and learned more about the special area we call home, South Central Oregon.
So talk about the evening. I mean, it's very fascinating for me to just sort of watch all of the evening unfold. It was kind of like an assembly line in some ways of 4 people at a time being called up and having 2 minutes to rapidly go through and talk about their requests. I mean, you heard from a lot of different organizations, not just Douglas County, but from throughout Southwestern Oregon, because it's one of 4 events that is happening around the state. But it seems like you probably took in a lot of information in the course of the evening.
Well, first, thanks for being there. Appreciate that very much. Yes, quite a diverse list of projects. A lot of community-minded programs, a lot of contrast in the various needs. You know, it still brings us back to what our legislative responsibilities are, building the economy, looking out for our education, the education of our kids, just being attentive to how to improve the quality of life. And I think the project were very well represented.
And talk about what you guys did on Saturday. I initially wasn't aware that was continuing on into Saturday, but I understand there are at least a couple different places that most of the legislators went.
You know, we went to Via Health. We went to a couple of the food banks. We went to different care organizations, very informative. And, you know, it gave us a lot of opportunities there to meet with different legislators, get much better acquainted, as was the dinner Friday night. Just a good orientation and introduction to those who are not as familiar as we would like with Douglas County, the Umpqua Valley, and again, Southwest Oregon. So we also met with timber operators, and that went very well. And you know me, when it comes to good forest management, fire protection, it was informative for them, and we just really give them a good introduction on the rural part of Southern Oregon and what our requirements are. And again, I think it went very well, Kyle.
And for you, I mean, this is the region that you represent and that you've been a part of for decades. But do you think, especially for the lawmakers who came from the urban areas of Oregon, they probably learned more about the area by being able to go out and see some of those lands?
You know, we saw an area that was logged clear back, harvested clear back right after World War II. And you see the timber now that is the regrowth. It's like a giant garden, and it's part of what is so special about Oregon, our history, our heritage, what that does for our county funding, fire prevention, again, catastrophic fire prevention. I think it was an eye-opener for some. I'm not saying that they weren't familiar with, you know, the whole Oregon timber industry, but getting an opportunity to see that up close and personal. And Senator David Brock Smith, Rep. Osborne, you know, we had some input there that we wanted them to see, which is very important to how we manage and how we grow our timber and take that responsible harvest and what it means to funding county governments, of course, our schools and roads and certain public safety through law enforcement.
And when you were over at the nonprofit campus with Aviva and UCAN and the other organizations there, I am told that that's kind of a unique facility to have all those nonprofits in one place and maybe something that could be a model for other areas of the state.
Well said, and that really surfaced nicely, and it was another indication of why Douglas County leads in a lot of areas. So we're proud of that. You know, I only represent from Winston South, but Douglas County is part of my heritage too, and so it all fits together. It's a regional approach. It is a source of pride, the whole medical aspect, and seeing that grow, seeing us evolve over time to improve our medical facilities, and it's just all of our care organizations. It's wonderful to see, and it was wonderful to again introduce that to some people that they did, Kyle, recognize it as a model for other parts of Oregon.
So let's look ahead to this week. What are some of the main things that are going to be facing lawmakers in Salem?
You know, sometimes it seems like our primary responsibility here is to stop bad legislation. We have Senate Bill 579, where felons incarcerated can vote. So we're going to be battling against that. You know, the homeless people, they're pushed to vote. And the national statistics and even a higher rate in Oregon is 60% are on, you know, substance abuse. They're highly charged with different drugs and what have you. So this crazy notion that somehow they could be responsible, well-informed voters, it just makes your head spin. And, you know, it goes back to giving the homeless each $1,000 a month for 2 years. We're just not going to stand for that. It's brutal to our taxpaying public. Drug addiction, decriminalization of drugs does not work. It's interfering with our quality of life. It's putting tremendous pressure on our law enforcement, our district attorneys. We just have to hope and believe and stay firm to the other side that, you know, this is proven to be drastically reversed in good public policy.
What do you have for some of your committee meetings this week? What issues are going to surface?
You know, I'm always working on wanting to get the county trust lands returned. Curry County is not a trust land county, but Coos and Douglas County certainly are. That is property that the counties, I think it's 14 counties in Oregon, in good faith, turned over to the state of Oregon 60 years ago, and on the belief and the assurance that those lands would be well managed. And that's not been the case. And so I think it's going to take us a couple of years. We're going to figure out a way to get those lands back under county control. We're working on port dredging for Brookings and Bandon. We're looking on sudden oak death and invasive species, certainly tourism promotion, visitor efforts. And of course, we are working really hard. David Brock-Smith, your Douglas County Commissioners, Commissioner Freeman made a very good presentation on Friday night on the Veterans Facility, 3rd in Oregon. And this is about 10 years overdue. I'll have a press release out on that soon, but I can assure you that we're getting close on that. The state only has to pay about $35 million, a third of the total project. It'll be somewhat modeled, Kyle, after the Lebanon facility that's now just completing its fifth year. Just a fabulous facility for our veterans and their needs. The state will own this. But the federal government is going to do 2/3 of the financing that's required to get this done. And we're getting close to getting that up the hill. We just need the Democratic majority to agree with us that this is the timing on this is really good. And it's a tremendously important project.
All right. We'll stop for there and reconnect again now. State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for being on.
Thank you very much.
8:41 at the Morning Report.